97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis, who is working his butt off already today, getting everybody connected and getting this whole thing figured out as once again, we are practicing proper social distancing. So Bo Matthews is coming to us live from the Matthews compound in Southern Missouri. Bo, can you hear me?
I'm good. Has the show begun?
The show has begun, sir. Yes, we are on the air. How's it going? I haven't seen you in a week, and these days, a week is a lifetime. Anything different in your life since the last time we talked?
Technically, I haven't seen you in probably, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I think it's been almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. I feel like a house cat, although my wife says she feels like a dog because she's always looking for that next car ride we get to go on. But we're working it out. I mean, I've gone to the store a couple of times, and you know, a buddy of mine hasn't left his property in probably 5 weeks. And I had the epiphany the other night, and I texted him. I said, "Dude, when you go into public again, you are going to be shocked." I mean, it's because he hasn't seen the evolution of the plexiglass going up at the checkouts or anything. He hasn't seen any of that. So I think he's got a lot to be to get ready for, you know.
No kidding. I mean, just going to the grocery store is a different experience than it used to be. It's unbelievable. How much do you think it goes back to the way it was when this is over? Or did they keep one lane, you know, like one direction aisles? So, you know, this aisle is an aisle that everybody goes this way in, and then the aisle next to it, you go the opposite way. And
see, I haven't seen that part.
I haven't seen that either. Yeah. Like, I've been to Walmart, and they literally only do like the one person in or 100 people in mm-hmm. the morning, and after about noon, it's free for all. It's just like nothing happened.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've only had to stand in line to get into a store once, and it was Schnucks. It was a grocery store. It was in the evening, but I see that happening in the, like you just said, I see that happening in the morning, but that goes out the window.
Yeah. The only place that I see it not going out the window is Sam's Club. I mean, of course, you're paying your good money to have a membership, but other places, they're like,
I'll tell you what, standing in line,
let's get it out.
Standing in line to walk into a grocery store is like, I'm like, I saw pictures of this in textbooks when I was in elementary school, and it was in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, Deerberg's, you can enter through one door, and you have to exit out the other door.
Yep.
That's a little bit different. But, you know, we've all seen the evolution. I'm worried about those people like my friend Randy, who has not left his place in 5 weeks. And I think he was planning to go to Sam's Club today, so I can't wait to hear his response
on
what he sees.
Oh, he's going to be highly frustrated.
No kidding.
I know.
So we are, we got a great show planned for you today. Later on, in the last segment of the show, and then sticking around for our podcast exclusive, we're going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County, Dave Marshak, who has been coming on here pretty regularly since this whole thing has been going on, and kind of giving us an update on how law enforcement is dealing with the coronavirus situation. So looking forward to talking to the sheriff a little bit later on. And I mentioned the podcast exclusive. Don't forget, you can podcast this show twice every week. We release the show podcast on Friday before it even hits the air. You can download the weekly show, and then on Mondays we release the podcast exclusive, which is a little discussion that you can only get on our podcast. And we've had great success with our podcast numbers. Thank you so much to everyone who downloads Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. You can get our podcast in many, many places, but I think the best place to do it is the radio.com app. Radio.com app, basically one-stop shopping for the radio station. You can stream the station 24/7. You can rewind live radio with the Radio Rewind feature, and you can get the podcast of this and every other show on the station. And again, it is all free. So going to be a great discussion later in the show with Sheriff Marshak. And then on the podcast exclusive, we'll go a little bit more in depth. So make sure you're checking that out. In the next segment, we're going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine. Intervine has an incredible offer. We've been talking about if you're stocking up on things, you know, you still can't find toilet paper anywhere. I did find some paper towels the other day, which was like winning the lottery. But if you're going to be that person and you're going to stock up on some stuff, why don't you stock up on batteries in all different sizes from Intervine, and make sure you have a good lantern or a good working flashlight. Not only are we going through the coronavirus situation, but it's about to be storm season, and you know, it's always good to have a good working flashlight, and Intervine has an amazing, amazing deal happening right now. And speaking of the great outdoors, they've got great camping equipment and outdoors equipment there at Intervine that has he's got some great specials on. So we'll talk about camping and what he can do for you in that regard in the next segment. And of course, on the phone with us right now, the man who joins us every week to start the show, our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Aaron, great to talk with you, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I am well, sir. I am very excited to talk to you. I'm excited to talk to you every week, but like I've just mentioned to Bo, it's a week didn't used to be that long of a period of time. Now everything in the world can change in a week. So the theme has been, you know, ammunition is at a premium. Some places can't get it. If you can find it, it's usually a little more expensive and you have limitations on buying it. That's kind of been the underlying theme, the biggest effect on the firearms industry that coronavirus has seemed to have. Is that still a problem? And is there anything new to report? How is everything in the gun industry and at Southern Armory?
So business is still very brisk. As soon as we get guns and ammo in, they generally leave immediately. So we've been telling customers, you know, when they come in and they're looking at a gun, you know, if you want it, that's great. Some customers go, we're going to go to other shops and look around and see what they have. And then they end up coming back and the gun that they wanted is already sold. So they have to get a different firearm that we have available. So the best advice I have for folks right now is if you're in the market for a firearm and you find one that you are pretty well set on, get it then. Because by the time you come back,
make sure you can get the ammo for it.
Oh yeah.
Right, by the time you come back an hour or two later, it's going to be gone. And we actually saw this on Wednesday. A gentleman and his father and his brother came in, and they were looking at some Glocks. And the father is an older guy, and he said, you know, you guys just don't have nothing here. We're going to go to another store. So they went to two other stores, and they were depleted as well with guns and ammo. And so about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, he comes back down to the shop, and the Glock that he was looking at was gone. And so he had to get a different model Glock that we had available. Even though it wasn't the model that he wanted, it was still a 9mm. We still had ammo for it, but it wasn't the one he was looking at, and the one that he was done set on when he left.
Mm-hmm. That he was so sure somebody else would have.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is his father was insistent that other people would have it, and when they went to two other gun shops, they didn't have it. When he got back, we had already sold it, so he had to settle, like I said, for a different model.
It's a good lesson. Lesson learned there. It's a good lesson for everybody listening.
Yeah. So if it's one of those things that if it's there, it's going to sell. And my wife was, you know, like, I'm very sorry, but after you left, the next guy I helped was right behind you waiting, bought the gun.
Wow.
So it was not even like, oh, you just missed it. We just sold it 5 minutes ago. It was literally the next guy.
It walked out behind you.
Yeah. And
hey, Aaron, I have a question for you.
What's up, Chad?
What are you telling people about, because you know, like, the ammo is selling out extremely fast. So when people are coming in and you got guns without that ammo, what are you telling them to get them to buy another gun or to purchase their ammo first?
So get the gun you want. We are getting ammo in. It's sporadic. But we have local manufacturers that we work with that are producing 9mm and 380 and 40 and 45, and we are buying those quantities. So we know what we're going to get. It's just a matter of when that manufacturer is going to deliver it, or when our wholesaler gets it, when they're going to get it to us. So what we're doing is you can buy the gun from us. We will save you a box or two of that particular caliber. That's what we're doing there. If a customer has a more of immediate needs, I guide them towards two calibers in particular that always sell out last. And even at every ammo crisis I've been through in the decade and a half that I've been in the shooting world, I've always been able to find 10mm and 357 SIG. So what I tell people is, you know, you could buy a 40 caliber Glock, let's say, and that will give you the ability to put in a 357 SIG barrel or a 9mm barrel. And between those three calibers, you will be able to find some sort of ammunition. So sometimes the goal is to have a firearm that's flexible. You just change out barrels and a magazine, versus having multiple guns. But 357 SIG is available, and 10mm is available. Your calibers that tend to sell out first are your 9mm, your 223, 556, and then your 7.62 by 39, your 38 Special, and then you get into your 45 ACPs and kind of so on down the line. 380 is another big one that sells out very quickly as well. But Aaron, if you're looking. Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
I was going to say, you mentioned how the guy was set on one gun earlier. If you are set, if you have, you know, this is the gun that you want and you just don't want to compromise, can I order that gun from you? Can you still place that order? And when it comes in, obviously you'll get it, but how long could that be? Let's say it's a fairly standard gun. It's not something weird. It's something that's a pretty common, you know, Glock or SIG or, you know, just 9mm, something normal. But you don't have it there in the store. But it's just that I want that one particular gun. I know you don't have it. Order it for me. How long is that taking?
It depends really on the manufacturer. A lot of the manufacturers were able to order direct through. Some of them have suspended that program. They're only going through wholesale distribution. But we are taking in firearms on a regular basis that customers have ordered, and we have been able to fulfill that order through our wholesalers and through our manufacturer's relationships. So it really depends, right? Like Glock 19s are in a very, very high demand right now. But if you wanted a 1911 from Sig Sauer and you were flexible on which 1911 you got, we can get it to you relatively quickly. You're looking, let's say, at Springfield Armory or Smith & Wesson or even Sig Sauer. We can call Sig Sauer directly because we have a rep there, and we can say, hey, what do you have in the warehouse and the variety of this firearm, 938 or 238? And he may say, well, I have these two 938s. And then we could tell you, hey, he's got these two right now in stock available to ship. Do you want it? And you can make that decision right then and there. Same thing with Smith & Wesson. We can call our Smith & Wesson rep and say, hey, what do you have in the variety of J-frame revolvers, right? And it may not be the exact J-frame revolver you want as far as, you know, finish and grip and things, but you get at least a J-frame revolver. And if you want to change the grip out, you can change the grip mm-hmm. out later down the road.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we can at least get you into, you know, something close, if that makes sense.
Chad has another question, and then we're going to be running out of time. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, so for the first-time gun buyer, what is the suggested gun now? I remember a few months ago you were saying that Glocks were the go-to for a first-time gun owner, but now with Glocks being so limited, what's the first-time gun owner's best option now?
So it really depends on your price you're wanting to spend. A lot of new firearms owners are coming in. They're going, well, I want to spend $100 on a gun. It's just not going to get you into a pistol, right? These are brand new folks that just have really you know, no idea really kind of what's going on. Other people will have a little bit more of a healthier budget, $300 or $350, and you have options in there. What I tell gun owners, a lot of gun owners, they go towards the Glock-ish pistol. And by that, I mean one that's striker-fired that has a decent capacity. And there are a lot of those striker-fired polymer pistols out on the market from a variety of manufacturers. So, you know, the Glock, the reason we try to steer people towards Glock, per se, is because of the reliability, right? If you're a new firearms owner, you're not necessarily going to understand the concepts of failure to fire, failure to extract, double feeds, etc. And the Glocks just really don't have those problems as much as some of the other brands. Smith & Wesson is a good brand that you're not going to run into that very much. Sig Sauer, you're getting a little bit higher on the spectrum of what you're going to pay for it. But, you know, the Glock 19 or the Glock and 9mm really is a refined pistol. It's been around since the 80s.
And, Aaron, wouldn't you say that no matter what time of, you know, what's happening in the world, the right gun for you is the gun that you're comfortable with? That's the overall rule of thumb no matter what's happening, right?
Right. So yeah. we're gonna put that gun in your hand, and mm-hmm. you're going to say it either feels good or doesn't feel good. You're able to work the safety.
Yeah, slot. You're comfortable with you understand it. It's the right weight. It feels good. You understand how to work it. That's the most important thing. Before we run out of time, Aaron, as we mentioned, Southern Armory open for business. Tell people how they can find you.
Yep, Southern Armory. You can find us. We're located 1 mile east of 270-44 at 9901 Watson Road in Crestwood. You can find us on Facebook at Southern Armory. You can tune into my podcast called Second Amendment News Podcast.
Yes.
We're posting those things. We're actually getting ready to roll out another podcast we're working on it. It's going to be something like Practical Preparations. We're going to be talking just some things you should kind of have around the house. It's going to be an interesting podcast.
Very cool.
And then, obviously, SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that is Aaron Tarlow. Aaron, thank you so much for your time today, my friend. Hopefully, one day, we get out of this coronavirus situation. We can get you back in the studio. And no matter what, we'll talk to you again 1 week from now.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, Mike McCleary from Intervine is going to join us. And then after that, the sheriff of Jefferson County, Dave Marshak, going to be on the show. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Hello, and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Chad Ellis. Big thanks to Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory for joining us in that last segment. Bo Matthews is here as well, practicing proper social distancing, connected live to the Matthews compound somewhere under 50 feet of cement and steel in southern Missouri.
With my alligator moat. Yeah, don't forget that.
Yes. And our second type of connection to you today. So two segments, two different types of connections, and maybe this one will fail, and we'll try a third one in the next segment.
I've got my CB radio, though.
It's a little, yeah, a little behind. Yeah, a little inside baseball there for you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County, Dave Marshak. We've been trying to, you know, the sheriff is a regular on the show, but trying to talk to people like him and other people in law enforcement and in government just as much as we can, because things change so fast and different guidelines, and you know, you hear different news stories about, you know, the way that law enforcement is handling these stay-at-home orders and in various places around the country. So I wanted to get Sheriff Marshak back and have him on as much as possible, or you know, people like that on as much as possible, So you guys know the truth. You guys know what is happening here in our area and how law enforcement and how government is handling everything. So looking forward to talking to Sheriff Marshak here in a few minutes. And as I mentioned in that last segment, joining us now is our good friend Mike McCleary from Intervine. Intervine, of course, the local family-owned company that makes the brightest, longest-lasting camping flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, also batteries in all different sizes. And many other great products for you. And we have the continuation of an incredible deal that's happening right now that we'll talk about. So, Mike, thanks for calling in. Thanks for everything you do for us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Hunkered down at my home office working like a lot of people, but glad to reach out and be able to talk to you guys and our fans.
For sure. And I mentioned in the last segment when I was talking about you coming on, you know, we've talked over these last couple weeks. You've been on with us a couple times, and you know, we see people out there stocking up and hoarding in some cases things like toilet paper and paper towels and wipes and all that. And sure, you know, you need that stuff, but you also need practical things like batteries. And I mean, we have so many things in our house that operate on batteries. We have a great deal right now if you want to stock up on something important like batteries. And not only is it always a good idea to have a good, solid working flashlight and lantern in your house, not only for something like what we're going through now with coronavirus, but it's also that time of year. It's about to be storm season. It's also that time of year when we do get back to normal that people are going to be out and about camping and enjoying the great outdoors. So there's lots of reasons to not worry about buying that fifth case of toilet paper and instead getting something like some batteries and a couple of good flashlights and lanterns so you're ready for all that other stuff. Would you agree?
Yeah, we saw that happen just past weekend, Tony. You know, as those terrible storms ravaged the South and Southeast, I sometimes feel like our business is kind of a weather barometer because we start seeing the sales of batteries and lanterns and flashlights kick in about 24 to 48 hours before the storms come through. And we saw, we just got hit with a ton of orders over the weekend for people in Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama and the South.
That's very interesting to me because, as I mentioned, you guys are a St. Louis company. You're a St. Louis guy. And, you know, you can buy Intervine products off of Intervine.com. But by and large, you're an Amazon company. So even though everything's based out of here in St. Louis, you have customers all over the country. Where do you get most of your business from? St. Louis, or is it scattered all over the place?
No, it's scattered all over the place. I would say that St. Louis is definitely one of our biggest markets because of, you know, to be honest, your fans and our listeners. Everyone, you know, loves a good local business. We've kept all of our employees employed through this time. We have no reason, no goals, no plans to let anything go. And we love giving the best deals. Like the deals we talk about on this show, these are not deals that we make nationwide. They're for our people around here because we want to support our area and community, and we feel that right back, that love right back from our fans and customers.
So I do have some questions for you about the different products and things that are happening, but why don't we remind people about the two things that they can take advantage of at Intervine, and then we'll touch on that again here in a few minutes. But this is really cool stuff, so remind folks about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so two things. First, we're going to extend the 50% off offer until the entire world is back to normal. We just made a decision that
50%, Bo, you know, that's half.
That's so nice. Yeah. That's just kind.
Half.
So and half. It's true. So we are blessed. You know, we're not, you know, going out of business. We're not losing money. But when we make this offer, we don't make any money. That's for sure. But we want to continue to do that because so many people out there, they're hurting right now. We're doing what we can. So at any point in time right now until it's over, you can go to Intervine.com and use discount code Tony, T-O-N-Y, get half off of every single product we sell. Or if you want to buy off Amazon, which we have a lot of people who do that too, over half our customers do, go to Intervine.com/Tony. That'll take you straight to our page on Amazon where you'll automatically get 50% off any product that we sell. That's our way of like giving back, and we're going to continue to do that until we either run out of products or the economy's back up and running.
I have done it. I did that exact thing. I am not just like making a sales pitch. I truly believe, and I did it as soon as you made the 50% offer, I bought batteries in all different sizes. I bought a box of AA, AAA, C batteries, got everything that I needed. I couldn't believe how cheap it was to stock up. Anyway, yeah, your prices are already cheaper than most out there to begin with, and it was a no-brainer. Just stock up on that stuff and put them in a cabinet, and now you're good to go. When your kid's toy runs out of battery or the remote control dies, you don't have to worry about, oh crap, do I need to, you're trying to limit your trips to the store, like digging through drawers. Is there a AA battery somewhere in this house? Just get that taken care of. Exactly. Yeah. Are you start robbing Peter to pay Paul? Like, you're looking for your kid's toy that has a AA battery in it so you can take it out and put it in the TV remote?
Or like, the smoke detector. That's always a smart one.
Yeah, exactly.
From. Yeah, take it out of there. Yeah, we
would. Exactly.
They do have 10-year shelf life, too.
Yeah, there you go.
These things, you don't need them right now. Don't buy them for now. Buy them for next year or for a couple years down the road.
Exactly.
I think all of our batteries right now are, like you said, they're around 10 bucks for a bulk pack. Take half that off right now, too. There's no reason not to. But you know what, Tony? Mm-hmm. That's not even what I'm most excited about.
I know.
Continuation. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about now.
There's so one thing better than 50% off, and that's free.
free. What's better is free. And we did this last month when we talked to you guys, and it's one of our really, really incredible. Like, another way we want to give back is that we want to make sure any one of our listeners who wants a lantern, we're going to give them a lantern through 100% product rebate. And that's right now. We are not announcing that publicly. It's only going to our existing customers and the fans here in St. Louis. But anyone who wants to get a free lantern, right now the lantern we're giving away is a 1500 lumen lantern. It's blazing bright, runs off of just regular D batteries, which you can get for dirt cheap as well. It'll keep your house lit during any kind of storm, anytime the power goes out. The only thing you need to do, shoot us an email at vip@intervine.com. That's a unique email just for this offer, and we'll give the instructions for how to go out there, buy our lantern on Amazon, and then get a 100% product rebate. We're going to continue doing this as long as we can. As a matter of fact, we've already given away over $2,000 worth of lanterns just in the past couple of weeks.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. I just did mine yesterday. I got my order in, and just a little bit ago got an email saying, hey, your rebate's ready, so I'm ready to go. Mike, I did want to interject.
That's
here
awesome.
That, when we're talking about emergencies and storms and things like that, the thing that, that I've been having problems with, and maybe it's just because there's more people near me using the cell towers, using their cell phones a lot more, you don't know when there could be a power glitch or a power grid outage or something like that. And storms may be part of it or they may not be. To have a lantern that is bright as the one that I'm going to be receiving soon from Amazon is fantastic to have, because again, I'm not here to put the fear in anybody. I'm just saying you got to have a battery operated radio, and you've got to have a battery operated light, or a solar light, if you will. But you've got to have something, because when it does go pitch black, you want to be able to do what you need to do, right?
Absolutely, and that's how all of our fans, how we feel personally in our house too. You never know what's going to happen. I'm not a doomsday prep or anything like that, but I want to make sure that power goes out in the middle of the night or anytime going into the evening. I got a way to, find my way around the house, got a way to go outside in the yard and see what's going on. And you can't get a better deal than free. So pretty much everyone listening should be able to have a free lantern and have light in their house.
Yeah, no. And what is, everybody's used to stocking up on, you've always heard from your parents, you should have a good flashlight in your glove box or in your trunk. And you need, a flashlight to keep in the house. What is the popularity of the lanterns right now? Is it geared towards the outdoor person, the camping crowd, or are lanterns something that more and more people are just having in their house as instead of a flashlight? Do they complement each other, or is it kind of an either or situation?
Yeah, they definitely complement each other, and we've seen a change in the times where it used to be our target audience was really people who were camping and hunting, just getting outside, fishing, things like that. But now, because of, there's just this air of uncertainty in the world right now. Like, there's nothing, everything's going to get better, fully confident. The world's going to come back normal. Things aren't spinning. But with that little bit of uncertainty, we're seeing more and more people who just want to have a few basic things around the house to to make sure that they and their family are safe. They want a good, solid flashlight, which can be used to protect your family if necessary. And they want a lantern just to make sure that you have light going on. You can see and do all things you need to do, no matter what else is going on outside of your family, outside of your own little world. You got your family covered. That's what we're definitely seeing more of right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the products are great. The deals are to me, the is as impressive as those deals are, they really are the cherry on top, because supporting a local family-owned business, and then also the product quality, is those two things for me are the most important. And I can swear by the lanterns and the flashlights and the batteries and everything else there at Intervine. I've told you we've used the lanterns for everything from camping or you know, being out in the woods late at night. The flashlights, you know, I have the little one in my glove box in my truck, and I have the big one and one of the bigger ones with the incredibly powerful beam in my garage. And it's just all great, great stuff. So make sure you have, you know, at least one good, solid working flashlight or lantern, and make sure you don't run out of things like batteries right now. And Intervine I was just about to say something like they couldn't be doing better if they were giving it away, but they are giving it away. So, Mike, before we wrap this up one more time, how can people get the free lantern and then also take advantage of the 50% off of everything else at Intervine?
Sure. Now, to say 50% off, just go to intervine.com, intervine.com, and use discount code Tony. Or go to intervine.com/Tony, and it'll take you right to Amazon, where you'll get 50% off immediately. But get the free lantern, which I want as many of our listeners to get as possible. Send an email, doesn't matter what the email says, to vit@intervine.com, and we'll email you back all the instructions, which are simple. Just go out there, search for our lantern, buy it on Amazon, give us the order number, and we shoot you back an electronic Visa gift card for the same amount that you paid.
That's unbelievable.
It is that seamless. By the way, guys, 5-year warranty on all their products. I'm perusing their website at Intervine. When did you get into the leather conditioner business there, Mike?
Yeah, probably about 7 years ago as well. We still have it. It's a really underrated product. It's one of the best leather conditioners you'll see out there. It's all natural. So if anyone's using kind of leather conditioner, check that out. I don't even get a chance to talk about that. But if you have a bike that you're riding, or a leather jacket, or a car with leather seats, or your furniture, it's an awesome, awesome product. We don't have time to talk about it sometimes, and I forget about it sometimes, Bo.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's great, and that's why I always tell people to just go to intervine.com. As Mike said, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-N-E, intervine.com, and peruse all the products and take advantage of that 50% off with the discount code Tony. Mike, thanks for everything that you do for the show, and thanks for the exclusive offer to the listeners. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait to talk again. And
yeah,
stay
you
safe.
Bet. Yeah, you stay
thanks
safe, too.
Thanks for the free lantern.
No kidding. Yeah,
you're
going to love it, Bo. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you real soon. All right, we're going to take another break, and when we get back, we are going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County, Sheriff Dave Marshak, going to join us on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Don't go anywhere.
Go dry.
Nah, that's a jam. That's a jam, Chad. You got that one.
This is inspired by Bo Matthews.
Yeah, this is a great song. Welcome back to, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo and Chad Ellis in studio. Just a second, we're going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County. Dave Marshak is going to be joining us. He's also going to stick around for the podcast exclusive. Don't forget about the podcast of this show. We release it twice a week, two podcasts, I should say. One goes out on Friday, and that is the show podcast. You can actually get the show before it even airs. And then on Mondays, we release the podcast exclusive, which is a discussion that you can only get on the podcast. And this week, that is going to be with Sheriff Marshak. Last week, it was with our buddy Mike Marfell. We were talking fishing. I actually got out into the great outdoors last weekend and did some fishing myself. So if you missed that discussion, things are crazy right now, but it's still a great time to go fishing. So make sure you download that podcast and both podcasts every single week. You can get them just about anywhere. My favorite place to get it is the radio.com app. And of course, every time we're talking about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. Razorback Armory is a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. You can find them online at RazorbackArmory.com and a half mile east of 270 on Manchester Road. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
Very good. And now let's bring Sheriff Marshak into the discussion. Sheriff, always great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you guys?
I am. We're hanging in there. We're getting through. I mentioned it earlier in the show. It seems like every week, you know, the world can change in a week. A week is not as long as it used to be, and that's why I appreciate you coming on even more often than usual to kind of give us an update on how law enforcement is dealing with this coronavirus situation as we go through it. Of course, I have some specific questions and looking forward to continuing the discussion on the podcast exclusive with you. But just overall, in general, has there been any changes to law enforcement, the challenges that you guys are facing right now as this thing has sort of evolved?
No, I think the simple answer is no. The reality for us is that we take additional precautions. We prioritize our calls for service and make sure our officers have the equipment that they need for their response. I think there are so many different law enforcement agencies around the country. I know that different law enforcement agencies have responded differently, some in disturbing ways. But I can tell you that for our county, we continue to protect our citizens in a constitutional way that protects their rights. And for us, not much has changed in terms of overall response.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I think that scares people. You see these stories from around the country, and not only is this not happening in Jefferson County, but correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think any of this kind of these kind of stories are happening anywhere in our area whatsoever. But there was a story about the dad and the daughter that were playing soccer in a park. They were the only ones there, but I guess they were, I don't know if the park was closed or whatever, and the dad got handcuffed in front of the kid because they were, breaking some stay-at-home order. There was another story out of, I think, Pennsylvania, where a young lady just went for a drive late at night, and because it was late at night and, there were no stores open, so she wasn't going, to an essential place. And she even said, I'm not going anywhere. I just needed to get out of the house. I'm just going for a drive, and got a $200 ticket. So maybe those things are happening. I don't think that they are happening. That is going to make national news because it is such a sensational story. So maybe that's happening somewhere in this country, but it's not happening in Jefferson County, and I don't think it's happening anywhere in our area. Would you agree with that?
No, and listen, unfortunately, you cited some examples, and some of them are accurate. The reality here locally is, and I speak to many of the police leaders throughout the entire St. Louis metro region, and no law enforcement leader that I'm familiar with to this point has accepted the policy version of stopping individuals who are traveling to investigate.
Yes.
And to make sure that they're, essential business workers or that they have legitimate reasons. And, this is America. I know that they feel the same way. They want to protect the constitutional rights. What worries me sometimes is these overzealous, individual mayors or leaders that take public health and argue a position of violating our constitutional rights as a result of public health. And that's a little concerning. But to right now, to answer the question, I don't know of any police leadership here locally that's participating in such an activity.
No.
Yeah, I think we're not on the East Coast where my dad lives. He's in Jersey, and they do have an 8 o'clock curfew, and they will pull you over. But we don't have anything like that in the Midwest, thank goodness. Sheriff, my question would be, have you seen a rise in crime yet? I saw some headlines out of Michigan yesterday that, people were, protesting. I think it's a curfew or something like that. But just locally, with so many more people out of work, are you seeing a rising, just burglary and things like that, or break-ins?
The only significant number, and you might, this might not be a surprise to you, but, the only significant number that I've seen right now is the increase in domestic violence calls and reports. Significant. There's, you know, some minor adjustments and some of the misdemeanor thefts and stealing from vehicles. That's to be expected because the St. Louis region has pushed so many criminals out of the system for lower level offenses. And those are the same ones that are burglarizing and stealing from guys like us. So those crimes continue to increase, but no significant changes in terms of violent crimes.
Just lock up your stuff.
Yeah. Talking to Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. Almost out of time. Don't forget, we are going to continue this conversation with Sheriff Marshak on the podcast exclusive. That'll be available for you on Monday, so please check that out. Sheriff, before we wrap up the show, is there any one sort of message that you would like people to know about sort of how to, you know, handle this or you know, how that you would want people to know about what law enforcement is going through as we all deal with this coronavirus situation?
You know, I think your law enforcement officers throughout the entire region, we're, you know, it sounds so cliche that we're in this together, but I believe they have the interests of all the citizens at heart. I think they're going about it the right way. Bear with them when they, you know, attempt to social distance if you do have interaction, but I really believe that they're out there doing the work that the people want them to do, and hopefully the leadership appreciates their role and responsibility and appreciates the job that they do.
Great stuff. Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. Again, we are going to continue our discussion with the sheriff on the podcast exclusive. Get our podcast. Most places you get podcasts. I recommend the radio.com app, which is free. And once you have it, you favorite this radio station and you have access to everything. You can stream the station, you can rewind live radio, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. So thanks for all the support, and don't forget, those podcasts come out on Fridays and Mondays. So we are going to wrap this up, and we're going to continue talking with Sheriff on the podcast. For my partner, Bo Matthews, our producer, Chad Ellis, I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. We'll see you guys back here next week. Stay safe.
See you, boys.
Happy day.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Go dry.
Nah, that's a jam. Now that's a jam, Chad. You got that one.
This is inspired by Bo Matthews.
Yeah, this is a great song. Welcome back to, welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo and Chad Ellis in studio. Just a second, we're going to talk to the sheriff of Jefferson County. Dave Marshak is going to be joining us. He's also going to stick around for the podcast exclusive. Don't forget about the podcast of this show. We release it twice a week. Two podcasts, I should say. One goes out on Friday, and that is the show podcast. You can actually get the show before it even airs. And then on Mondays, we release the podcast exclusive, which is a discussion that you can only get on the podcast. And this week, that is going to be with Sheriff Marshak. Last week, it was with our buddy Mike Marfell. We were talking fishing. I actually got out into the great outdoors last weekend and did some fishing myself. So if you missed that discussion, you know, things are crazy right now, but it's still a great time to go fishing. So make sure you download that podcast and both podcasts every single week. You can get them just about anywhere. My favorite place to get it is the radio.com app. And of course, every time we're talking about the great outdoors here on Second Amendment Radio, it's brought to you by
Razorback Armory. Razorback Armory is a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. You can find them online at razorbackarmory.com and a half mile east of 270 on Manchester Road. Tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
Very good. And now let's bring Sheriff Marshak into the discussion. Sheriff, always great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you guys?
I am. We're hanging in there. We're getting through. I mentioned it earlier in the show. It seems like every week you know, the world can change in a week. A week is not as long as it used to be, and that's why I appreciate you coming on even more often than usual to kind of give us an update on how law enforcement is dealing with this coronavirus situation as we go through it. Of course, I have some specific questions and looking forward to continuing the discussion on the podcast exclusive with you. But just overall, in general, has there been any changes to law enforcement, the challenges that you guys are facing right now as this thing has sort of evolved?
No, I think the simple answer is no. The reality for us is that we take additional precautions. We prioritize our calls for service and make sure our officers have the equipment that they need for their response. I think there are so many different law enforcement agencies around the country. I know that different law enforcement agencies have responded differently, some in disturbing ways. But I can tell you that for our county, we continue to protect our citizens in a constitutional way that protects their rights. And for us, not much has changed in terms of overall response.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that, and I think that scares people. You see these stories from around the country, and not only is this not happening in Jefferson County, but correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think any of this kind of these kind of stories are happening anywhere in our area whatsoever. But there was a story about the dad and the daughter that were playing soccer in a park. They were the only ones there, but I guess they were. I don't know if the park was closed or whatever, and the dad got handcuffed in front of the kid because they were, you know, breaking some stay-at-home order. There was another story out of, I think, Pennsylvania where a young lady just went for a drive late at night, and because it was late at night and, you know, there were no stores open, so she wasn't going, you know, to an essential place. And she even said, I'm not going anywhere. I just needed to get out of the house. I'm just going for a drive, and got a $200 ticket. So maybe those things are happening. I don't think that they are happening. You know, that is going to make national news because it is such a sensational story. So maybe that's happening somewhere in this country, but it's not happening in Jefferson County, and I don't think it's happening anywhere in our area. Would you agree with that?
No, and listen, unfortunately, you cited some examples, and they're unfortunately, some of them are accurate. The reality here locally is, and I speak to many of the police leaders throughout the entire St. Louis metro region, and no law enforcement leader that I'm familiar with to this point has accepted the policy version of stopping individuals who are traveling to investigate. Yes. And to make sure that they're, you know, essential business workers or that they have legitimate reasons. And, you know, this is America. I know that they feel the same way. They want to protect the constitutional rights. What worries me sometimes is these overzealous, you know, individual mayors or leaders that take public health and argue a position of violating our constitutional rights as a result of public health. And that's a little concerning. But to right now, to answer the question, I don't know of any police leadership here locally that's participating in such an activity.
No.
Yeah, I think we're not on the East Coast where my dad lives. He's in Jersey, and they do have an 8 o'clock curfew, and they will pull you over, but we don't have anything like that in the Midwest, thank goodness. Sheriff, my question would be, have you seen a rise in crime yet? I saw some headlines out of Michigan yesterday that, you know, people were, you know, protesting. I think it's a curfew or something like that. But just locally, you know, with so many more people out of work, are you seeing a rising, you know, just burglary and things like that, or break-ins?
The only significant number, and you might, this might not be a surprise to you, but, you know, the only significant number that I've seen right now is the increase in domestic violence calls and reports.
Can't even imagine.
There's, you know, some minor adjustments in some of the misdemeanor thefts and stealing from vehicles. That's to be expected because the St. Louis region has pushed so many criminals out of the system for lower level offenses. And those are the same ones that are burglarizing and stealing from guys like us. So those crimes continue to increase, but no significant changes in terms of violent crimes.
Just lock up your stuff.
Yeah. talking to Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. Almost out of time. Don't forget, we are going to continue this conversation with Sheriff Marshak on the podcast exclusive. That'll be available for you on Monday, so please check that out. Sheriff, before we wrap up the show, is there any one sort of message that you would like people to know about sort of how to, you know, handle this or you know, how that you would want people to know about what law enforcement is going through as we all deal with this coronavirus situation?
You know, I think your law enforcement officers throughout the entire region, we're, you know, it sounds so cliche that we're in this together, but I believe they have the interests of all the citizens at heart. I think they're going about it the right way. Bear with them when they, you know, attempt to social distance if you do have interaction. But I really believe that they're out there doing the work that the people want them to do. And hopefully the leadership appreciates their role and responsibility and appreciates the job that they do.
Great stuff. Sheriff Dave Marshak from Jefferson County. Again, we are going to continue our discussion with the sheriff on the podcast exclusive. Get our podcast. Most places you get podcasts. I recommend the radio.com app, which is free. And once you have it, you favorite this radio station and you have access to everything. You can stream the station, you can rewind live radio, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. So thanks for all the support, and don't forget, those podcasts come out on Fridays and Mondays. So we are going to wrap this up, and we're going to continue talking with Sheriff on the podcast. For my partner, Bo Matthews, our producer, Chad Ellis, I am Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and The Great Outdoors. We'll see you guys back here next week. Stay safe.
See you, boys.
Happy day.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Get more at 971talk.com.